From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Tuesday, August 31st, 1982. Good morning. A tense wait in Poland and a dogfight over Lebanon on this last day of August. First, let's look at the latest developments in Lebanon. A Syrian MiG was shot down by Israeli jet fighters east of Beirut this morning. It was the first Syrian-Israeli air battle in nearly 2 months. The Israeli military command says the Syrian plane was shot down while on a photographic mission near the Lebanese capital. Reports say the pilot of the jet was killed, that a second crewman bailed out and was captured. The air action came as more Syrian troops left Beirut. Also, about 1,000 remaining Palestinian guerrillas are expected to leave West Beirut today. Lebanon State Radio says they'll be put aboard two ships, one bound for Syria, the other for North Yemen. Israeli Defense Minister Sharon, now back in Israel from his trip to Washington, says he's convinced the evacuation of the PLO from Lebanon will open a new drive toward achieving peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors. The police are maintaining tight security today in Poland. The sound of tramping boots, the sight of water cannons in Warsaw and other cities. We'll have more on Poland after this.
Well, from smoking, my fingers are always stained, and those tobacco stains aren't easy to get off. I never gave much thought to the fact that, you know, my teeth were tobacco stained, too, until I started seeing that Topol commercial on television.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, a special combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleaner formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Extensive laboratory research has proven Topol gentle enough to be used instead of regular toothpaste.
Oh, I smile a lot more now.
Topol, mint flavor in the blue package, fluoride in the red.
Out of my way! Out of my way!
Irene, put that typewriter down before you hurt...
Oh, my back!
Irene, why didn't you get someone from shipping to do that?
Yes, I should have.
Okay, well, look, just sit there. Best thing I can do now is get you some Doane's pills.
Good advice. Doane's pills for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Irene, I thought you went home.
Didn't have to. Those Doane's pills helped me get through the day.
Poland this morning is a tinderbox waiting for a spark. It's the second anniversary of the founding of the Solidarity Labor Union. At this hour, there are demonstrations scheduled for the shipyards of Gdansk, and later even bigger protests set for Warsaw. But will they happen, given the government warning that such protests won't be tolerated? ABC's Jerry King says it's not clear, but the possibility of a violent confrontation is very real.
There's an atmosphere of fear and tension here today on both sides. Poland's military rulers are obviously worried that today's planned protests will be large enough to amount to a public repudiation of the government, something that would not go down well in Moscow. So the paramilitary riot police are expected to be out in strength in the streets here in Poland today to back up government and Communist Party warnings that demonstrations will not be tolerated and will be met with force. The Solidarity Underground is worried today's turnout will be too small and therefore damage the credibility of the opposition to martial law. Jerry King, ABC News, Warsaw.
The UN command in South Korea continues to demand a face-to-face meeting with Army PFC Joseph White, but all North Korea will say is that White has asked for political asylum. The U.S. feels it's possible that White may be held against his will. Kathleen White, the soldier's mother in St. Louis, says she's certain her son was captured. She describes her son as a gung-ho patriot. Kathleen White says she's cried for 2 days, and now she's going to fight back. It's time for school to open in a lot of places, but that means it's also time for teacher strikes. ABC's Mike O'Neill says in Michigan alone, 4 school districts have been closed, affecting 40,000 students. Coming soon from Japan, a digital record player. 3 major Japanese manufacturers say the digital players, which use lasers instead of needles to scan records, will be available in the U.S. probably next year or later. First, they've got to make records to fit the players, which don't take standard LPs. Oh, Janice Lucci's of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says she's lucky to be alive. Miss Lucci's had gone to bed when she heard a big crash. A 4-wheel drive truck had gone off the road, crashed through her window, and slammed into her bed. She was only slightly injured, but she knows from those tire tracks on her pillow just how close a call she really had. This is ABC News. Beginning at about age 40, women become more likely to broken bones and fractures in their legs, hips, and spines, 3 times more likely to suffer such fractures as men. It's because of a disease called osteoporosis, a loss of bone density. Doctors don't really know a whole lot about that disease, but there's an experiment underway at the University of Pittsburgh aimed at trying to find a solution to the problem. A group of 86 women are walking an average of 7 miles a week in an effort to find out if regular walking exercise can prevent the loss of bone density. And at least the women walking for the test say they feel better for that exercise. This is World News This Morning. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms today from the middle and northern Atlantic coast to the Mississippi Valley, over the northern half of the Great Plains, along the Texas coast, and over southern Florida. At this hour, a Soviet freighter is in Glasgow, Scotland, picking up several more compressors for use on the Soviet natural gas pipeline. A Scottish firm is selling the pipeline parts despite intense U.S. opposition to such sales. ABC's Ann Compton says some senior cabinet officials are urging the president to take it easy on any new sanctions against the Scottish company involved.
President Reagan is still reviewing his options on the pipeline sanctions. Ever mindful that England's close political ties and precarious unemployment situation make this case more delicate than the violations by French companies last week. Senior White House officials say President Reagan will punish the companies which violate his ban, but no decision has been made on whether it should be another severe response, cutting the firm off from buying any American goods, or a milder sanction reportedly being urged by Cabinet Secretary Schultz and Baldridge, banning only the sales of oil and gas equipment. Ann Compton, ABC News, Santa Barbara.
Three compressors from the Soviet natural gas line, or rather for the Soviet natural gas pipeline, have arrived at a Baltic port. They were shipped by Dresser France to the Soviet Union last week in defiance of President Reagan's ban on the sale of such equipment to the Soviets. An energy newsletter, Petroleum Information International, is claiming the worldwide glut of oil may disappear by the end of the year because demand has been growing for OPEC oil. President Reagan's nomination of John Vandewater as chairman of the National Labor Relations Board is drawing fire from both sides. The National Right to Work Committee, an anti-union lobbying group, says Vandewater is pro-union. But the AFL-CIO claims Vandewater is pro-management. Both sides would like the president to simply withdraw the nomination. Well, once again, the government this morning rounds up a set of statistics it hopes will give an accurate prediction of the economy in the months ahead. The Index of Leading Economic Indicators. ABC's Tony Sargent has a preview of the July figures being released this morning.
Most analysts look for the indicators to post a solid gain, Joe. What's more, with extra data now on hand, the government may revise the June index to show a gain instead of the flat performance first reported. That would have the index pointing up for four straight months. Still, the Commerce Department claims its method of measuring bankruptcies doesn't give an accurate enough picture anymore to include in the figures. If bankruptcy data were in the numbers, the index wouldn't be quite so bright. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
Officials don't yet know the cause of a building collapse yesterday in Westchester, Pennsylvania. The top two stories of a three-story building collapsed. Four people were hurt. Singer Russell Hitchcock of the Australian rock group Air Supply reported in good condition at a hospital in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hitchcock fell off the stage at the Minnesota State Fair last night, landing on his head on the concrete floor. Four major medical groups are going to the U.S. Supreme Court asking the High Court to rule that a number of wide-ranging abortion regulations in several states are unconstitutional. The High Court has several abortion regulations to consider in its due term this fall. The dollar opened higher on European money markets this morning. The price of gold continued to climb. Michael Pettit, the Commissioner of Human Services for Maine, says he's not really sure what this means, but he says a study of child deaths in Maine between 1976 and 1980 show children from low-income families are seven times more likely to die than other children, not just from disease, although they are eight times more likely to die from illness, but children from low-income families are four times more likely to die in motor vehicle accidents, 10 times more likely to drown, 12 times more likely to die in fires, and 16 times more likely to be murder victims. Pettis says he doesn't know why, and he says the study raises more questions than it answers. That's World News This Morning for the ABC Information Network. I'm Joe Templeton.